This morning's reading is taken from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 15. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to his servant, who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I'm worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." I thought we'd do things slightly differently this morning. I haven't got any PowerPoint slides, so that's probably a relief to most of you. And secondly, I'm going to start with a summary, and then we may look at the content later on. In this story, Abraham is sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day when the Lord appears to him in the form of three mysterious visitors. Abraham rushes to welcome them and with generous hospitality offers water, rest, and a freshly prepared meal. As they eat, one of the visitors says and tells Abraham that Sarah will have a son within a year. Sarah, listening inside the tent, laughs quietly to herself, because she and Abraham are both really quite old, and she no longer expects to have children. The Lord responds by asking why Sarah laughed, reminding them that nothing is too hard for God. Sarah, afraid, denies laughing, but the Lord gently insists that she did. So that's it. That's a quick summary of Genesis 18, verses 1 to 15. So you can now totally switch off, should you wish to. Well, I will go into it in a little bit more detail. I entitled this talk as, "Is Anything Too Hard for the Lord?" with a couple of subheadings around God's faithfulness, the nature of divine promise, and our tendency to doubt. Quite a lot to get through this morning, and each one could justify a sermon in itself. And again, I've gone away from traditional Baptist tradition. Instead of having a three-point service, I've got a five-point sermon this morning. So it just means I've condensed it. So they're not quite, it's not very long. It won't take long. In verses 1 to 5, where God comes close to Abraham, God meets us in the ordinary moments of our life. Abraham is sitting at the tent in the heat of the day. Nothing unusual, no drama, no ritual. An ordinary day in the life of Abraham. Yet the Lord appears in the form of three visitors. And Abraham responds with eagerness, generosity, and welcome. Abraham's hospitality becomes the doorway to an encounter. What does this mean? God often meets us in the everyday, over a cup of tea, in a conversation with a stranger, in a moment of stillness. Are we attentive enough to notice, or do we just get on with our normal lives or normal routine, sidestepping that encounter? God meets us in the ordinary moments of our life. Looking at verses 6 to 8, it talks about the God who receives our hospitality. God honours our human desire and need to serve. Abraham, probably like most of us, rushes about preparing a feast. The visitors then sit down, eat, and receive that food. This is a God who's not distant, but a God who's relational, who allows himself to be welcomed, to have a meal, to spend time with Abraham. So what does that mean in our own context? Our acts of kindness, service, and generosity do matter, no matter how seemingly insignificant, small, or irrelevant. They're not small, insignificant, or irrelevant. They are ways of honouring God, even down to the smallest detail. God honours our human desire and the need to serve. In verses 9 and 10, it talks about the promise. And here God speaks hope into our often messy, incomplete lives and into places that we feel beyond hope. The visitors ask, where is Sarah? God's promise is personal to that individual, one-to-one, not generic. The promise is also renewed later. I will surely return and Sarah will have a son. God speaks into that very place where Sarah has given up hope. So what is God saying here? Where we have quietly decided that things will never change, nothing can be done, or situations are beyond hope, God often revisits those places that we've written off in our minds. God speaks hope into our often messy, incomplete lives and into places that feel beyond hope. In verses 11 and 12, Sarah's laugh. Is this honest doubt? God is not threatened by our doubts. Sarah laughs, not out loud, but inwardly. We've all been there, we've all done that, a quiet chuckle to ourselves. Her laughter is a mixture of pain, realism, and self-protection. She's old, tired, and disappointed. Hope feels dangerous. Perhaps hope is just too difficult to engage with at her age. What's God saying here? God sees through the hidden laughter, the private cynicism, the quiet, I don't think so. And he meets us at our point of need with his compassion and grace. God is not threatened by our doubts. So God's question is, why did Sarah laugh in verses 13 and 15? God invites us to trust beyond what we can see right now. Trust beyond what we know and understand. God gently, oh so gently, exposes the doubt, not to shame us, but to heal us. The central question of the passage is anything too hard for the Lord? And of course, we already know the answer to that. Sarah denies laughing. Fear often makes us defensive, trying to justify our natural instincts and reactions to certain situations. But God's final word is not one of rebuke or accusation, as it could so easily be, or one of condemnation. His final word is one of promise, hope for the future, What is God saying here? Faith is not pretending. We never have doubts. It's choosing to trust the God who keeps speaking his promise over us. To rework a common phrase, if you've never had doubts about your faith, about what you believe in, then you probably never had a meaningful faith in the first place. Doubting is in our very nature, part of our DNA. It's a matter for each one of us, choosing to trust in God. In conclusion, in a sense, living between the promise and the fulfillment, as Sarah did, Abraham and Sarah are models of imperfect faith. Just like each one of us, they are all fallible. God is patient, persistent, and faithful. We need his grace, his compassion in our lives. This story from Genesis invites us to hold on to God's promises, even when circumstances seem impossible, even when we can't see any way forward, when we are at a low point in our journey with him. Words of promise and hope for the future. So the challenge, or rather the takeaway from this morning is, where is God asking you to trust again? In your life today, right here, right now, trusting in him alone for, and you can fill in the blanks yourselves. Where is he whispering to you? Nothing is too hard for me. In your life, where is God speaking in that quiet voice, that gentle breeze, saying, trust in me? Let us close with a few moments of quiet reflection about where God is speaking to each one of us and what he might be saying. This is the Lord who speaks words of promise and hope for the future. Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God. You provide for our needs yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we thank you for your presence on our journey. Amen.